Welcome to today's edition of Bob's Radio Journal Podcast.
Hi, folks. How are you? This is Bob Anderson coming to you from the beautiful Laurel Highlands here in Pennsylvania. You're connected to Bob's Radio Journal Podcast, bringing you clean, uplifting entertainment, news, and talk.
My guest tonight is one of the fathers of Shout TV. And I would just like to say, thanks, Dad. Please welcome Pat Buchanan. Good to see you again, my friend. You've got a very provocative book here. Right? You realize you've got a bomb on your hand with this title, right?
Right.
Churchill, Hitler, and the Unnecessary War. How Britain lost its empire and the West lost the world. Unnecessary war? This is World War II. This is the most necessary war of all time. This is the war against which all other wars are measured, sir.
The unnecessary war is not my phrase. It's a phrase Winston Churchill used in a meeting with Franklin Roosevelt in 1941 after World War, after Pearl Harbor, where Churchill was asked, what should we call this war? And he said, call it the unnecessary war.
But do you agree, sir? Do you agree with Churchill that the war was unnecessary?
The war was unnecessary, Churchill said, because of the constant blunders before the war that got us into it. It was the easiest war to avoid in all of history. That's what Churchill told Franklin Roosevelt, and he was right. What he didn't say was a number of those blunders had been committed by Winston Churchill himself.
Now, wait a second, sir.
Right?
I know. Wait a second, sir.
I've offended you.
Winston Churchill is George Bush's hero. He has a bust of Winston Churchill as an inspiration. Are you saying, are you implying that George Bush makes mistakes?
I'm saying Winston Churchill's phrase, the unnecessary war, is directly applicable to the war in Iraq. We did not need to wage that war. We did not need to start that war because Iraq did not threaten the United States.
But sir. But certainly you wouldn't apply that example to the coming war in Iran. That is a necessary war.
It is.
It's necessary because the war in Iraq is no longer polling very well.
Well, let me tell you, I disagree with my party's candidate, John McCain. I think we ought to talk to the Iranians, negotiate with them, get them to stop enriching uranium. I don't believe a war with Iran is necessary. I don't believe it's inevitable.
Pat, let me get to something here. You do not agree with the candidate of the Republican Party right now.
That's correct.
But this is a change year, okay? Barack
right.
Obama says, you know, we've got to change the world. We are the people we've been waiting for.
Right.
You were a change candidate in 2000. Why aren't you running this year? You would have swept to office.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
You can't in 08. It's not too late.
There's no doubt about it.
It's not too late, sir.
You can't get on the ballots now. Listen, the American people spoke. The American people spoke to my ambitions in the year 2000 when I got 1% of the vote.
Yes, but
a
very important 1%.
They agree with that. They think that was too much.
Now, sir, let me ask, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid that this title of your book is going to upset the elderly Jews who voted for you in Florida?
Look, that's my strongest constituency. I would never antagonize them.
You mean your strongest constituency is the accidental fan?
The congressman from Palm Beach said my people would have voted for Yasser Arafat before they voted for Pat Buchanan.
Wow. Now, Neville Chamberlain, let's talk about how this unnecessary equality that you talk about here, that Churchill talked about. Neville Chamberlain, in the Munich Accords, gave away the Sudetenlands to Hitler.
No, he let Hitler take them. He did not go to war to keep them out of Hitler's hands because the Sudetenland consisted of Germans, all Germans who had been put under Czechoslovakia against the principle of self-determination.
And the British said, you can go ahead, we're not going to do anything, right?
Well,
you can take them.
What you have done, declare war?
I'm just asking you what the facts are, Pat. We're not arguing. Those are the facts.
The facts are, he let
them. So then, what did Churchill do in Poland? He said, we'll protect Poland, right?
No, Chamberlain gave a war guarantee to Poland, which was arguing with Germany over a city, which was a German city, Danzig.
So do you think that they should have let Hitler have Danzig?
Yes, they should have let him. It was a German city. Here's
what. Like, what you're saying is, and I want to make sure I'm so ready to agree with you, that really World War II started because they didn't give Hitler what he wanted.
Here's why it started. Rather than the Poles give Danzig, Britain declared war and 50 million human beings died. The Holocaust followed. Poland was annihilated. The Soviet Union took it over. Germany was burnt to the ground. The British Empire collapsed. What I'm saying is that was unnecessary had they not made many foolish decisions leading up to those events. This is the worst war in history, Stephen.
So what should they have done about Poland? What should they have done?
They couldn't do anything about Poland in 1939. They were too weak. We couldn't do anything about Poland when Stalin took it. We said, look, we hate what you're doing there, but we cannot go to war. We couldn't win a war. We let them have it. Eisenhower, Truman, they didn't do anything. In 1939, there's nothing Britain could have done. They should have drawn a red line across France, the Low Countries, and told Hitler, just like Truman did. You cross that line, you're at war with the West.
But you could have everything on the other side?
You cannot save the other side like we can't save Tibet right now. Do you want to go to war over Tibet? Look, you talk about
a town. No, I don't want to go to war, Tibet.
All right, you talk about a town.
I'm too old.
Look at the British.
I'm afraid not. Pat. If we hadn't gone into World War II, we wouldn't have the atomic bomb right now. All right?
You're exactly right.
All right? We wouldn't have captured those German scientists who gave us our rockets.
That's exactly right.
I accept your apology. Pat Buchanan. The book is Churchill, Hitler, and the Unnecessary War.
That's this week on Bob's Radio Journal. Thanks for listening.